And we're going to continue our conversation with Bill Rollo, wildlife technician for the DNR check station in Marquette, and get into the specific deer he's been checking here in the first couple days of season, including the biggest one. So here it is, part two from our last outdoor report. Well, before we get into the biggest buck you've seen so far this year checked in, let's tell folks what happens when they bring their deer to you and why you want them to check their deer.
Well, we actually need it for our population model. It's a voluntary registration. So people come in, we just take some basic biological information from them. We, you know, stuff things like the diameter of the beams, diameter of the antlers. We age the deer for them, so we can tell the hunter how old that deer is. And then we actually use that data to actually help us with our population modeling. One other thing that we do at just the Marquette office is that we have a scale here. So if a hunter wishes and we're not extremely busy, we can weigh the deer for them, and they'll know how much that deer weighed.
Dressed out, of course, obviously.
Yep. And we do have some, you know, being in the north part of the peninsula, we do get some nice bodied size deer here.
So have you seen a bigger size to the deer this year than, say, the previous three or so? Any anecdotal evidence that you've personally noticed?
It's way, way too early to tell, and I really don't, I really can't weigh enough deer to really make a significant judgment on that.
Mm-hmm.
But because we weigh deer here, I can tell you over a course of several years, I can tell you the obvious, a 2.5-year-old is going to be bigger than a 1.5-year-old, and a 4-year-old is going to be bigger than a 3-year-old.
Sure.
So, but usually, you know, the deer that I've weighed so far has been either at our average for the weight for the age class or slightly above. So maybe because we've had a good mast crop this year and a later start of the winter, deer seems to be pretty healthy this year.
All right, so the final question is, what's the biggest buck you've checked so far?
We've had a number of 8-pointers brought in, and we've also had a 10-pointer brought in. So we had a 10-pointer, a couple 8-pointers so far in the first 2 days.
I don't know if you feel comfortable or even know enough to make a judgment call on the score on those antlers. I mean, are we talking 130 class buck or?
I don't know if I can comfortably make a judgment call.
Okay.
All I can tell you is that they're 4.5-year-old bucks that have really nice antler development, and they're what would consider to be a really nice buck for the Upper Peninsula.
We're gonna go with it's worth getting taxidermied. All right.
Yep.
Well, Bill, I really appreciate your time, and we'd like to check in with you maybe next week, see how things are going.
Yeah. It'll take us a couple days to kind of really get a feel on how this deer season's going. But the good news is we got different weather this year, and people are going to be able to go out and participate.
I appreciate your time, Bill. Hopefully you'll be checking a lot more deer.
I hope so, too.
Take care.
Okay.
Bill Rollo, wildlife tech for the DNR in the Marquette office, been weighing deer, is going to continue to do so through the season, so we'll check back with him hopefully next week. This is the Outdoor Show.